Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Content Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Content Network and is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Content Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we are able to tell the stories about the people, the communities, the culture, and the companies within the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we break out the grill because that's it. I'm calling it. Barbecue season has begun. Think of this episode of Building the Bakken as pre-season BBQ. This week on Building the Bakken, we are going to engage with some of the greatest BBQ players in oil and gas today. We hear from a variety of smokers, grillers, and legends in the oil and gas industry and energy enthusiasts because there are those that are ringers in the oil and gas industry. They are part of the Bakken Barbecue, Cook Fest, whatever you want to call it. They come in from outside of the oil and gas industry because, for one, they are impacted by oil and gas. Number two, their fans and friends and family, etc. But number three, a lot of them really enjoy the integration that has happened between barbecue and oil and gas, the camaraderie, the brotherhood, the familyness that really barbecue has brought out. So whether it's grilling New York strip steaks with the crew at the well or supporting a worthy cause at the Bakken Barbecue, we've interviewed some of the world's best right here. With the Crude Life Content Network, we've interviewed some of the world's best BBQ grillers, smokers, and award winners. All right, now that I've teased and tantalized your taste buds and tickled your mind, a little chewing gum for the mind this morning, get your aprons on, because my name is Jason Spies, and this is a very special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Content Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced. When he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Content Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Dan Hetherington with SEH with our weekly Davis Refinery update.
Stick one more question on the big picture, and that is the globalization of energy, which we've all known about for 20 years, but it seems like the mainstream media now is coming to terms with the fact that we do live in not only a global economy, but a global energy market, and et cetera. The timing on this is the reason I prefaced it that way, because, you know, I've been talking to like Edward Martinez from Zia Engineering. They're involved on this. William Prentice with Meridian Energy Group. And this refinery, virtually by timing and default, essentially, because it's the first one in 40 years, is going to set the precedent for the rest of the industry across not only the country, but the globe in terms of how refineries are going to be built going forward. So I just wanted to say that your guys' timing on this is absolutely remarkable and just very good. Have you guys talked about that at all?
Yes, actually we have. I mean, it's very exciting. We've talked about how, you know, just the blessings that have been associated with this project are immense. They're all over the place. And your recognition of how this impacts, you know, other activities in the states here in the United States, but also, you know, throughout the world, you're absolutely right. And yeah, we do talk about it. We get kind of, you know, even more excited about it. It's a lot of fun. And also it's interesting to see the type of interest that we've seen from different people throughout the country, but around the world, that are, you know, calling and saying, what exactly are you guys doing here? How is that working? And they're calling from an interested, exciting perspective. They're not calling, you know, and saying, oh, you know, what you're doing is bad or anything like that. They're just going, you know, we read through things and we understand that you applied this technology in this location. That was a really good idea. Can we discuss it? So we're seeing interest from all over the place. And yes, it is something we discuss. And, you know, every time we get a call like that or somebody wants to talk about that, it's just more confirmation that everything you said is correct. People are paying attention all over the place. And it's a lot of fun.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.
We're going to do a good old-fashioned Bakken barbecue. Halliburton has been cooking for 2 days. They've cooked 2,500 pounds of pork, 800 pounds of sausage, over 500 pounds of chicken. So,
bass ain't banging and the vocals are rough. Brother, it ain't country, no.
Everyone's favorite are the fish tacos, but they've got burgers, steaks, salads, I mean, pretty much everything.
Not country. You hear it on the radio and don't turn it up. Brother, it ain't country, no.
Come here, and the first experience was, oh, where are all the rigs? Because you have so much country here.
Heaven ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison. Man, it ain't a country song.
In a car, they're in a tent, they're in some other building that's not meant for human habitation. We've actually found people living in haystacks, in grain bins. We found one guy that basically gets shelter in a culvert each night.
It ain't country, no.
This was one of those stories where one reporter can't cover. There's too much happening at one time in too many places.
If you hear it and it ain't stuck in your head all day, it's got a pop backbeat and it's sung the wrong way.
If you're not making money in the Bakken, you just truly are not thinking hard enough.
Brother, it ain't country, no.
Looking for a helping hand? Look at the end of your doggone arm. North Dakotans aren't looking over their shoulder for the government to help them.
Some fur coat wearing wannabes producing your stuff. And brother, you ain't country, no. If you can't move to it, groove to it, up and slam some boots to it, party to it all night long. If it ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison, man, it ain't a country song.
As long as I'm working, my mom and dad are happy.
Okay. Barstool jams, all drinking light, laughter, and love.
And a shower.
Well, that was always the key, especially going to Thunder Bay.
Brother, it ain't country enough.
Yeah, and he doesn't like life, I guess.
It starts rocking.
Insanity, right? North Dakota, the Bakken Plague.
June 15th, that's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota.
a pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Content Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As we continue our special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken, a variety of smokers, grillers, and legends explain how ingrained barbecue is with the oil and gas community. From the well site to company cookouts to big community fundraisers for local charities, barbecue is part of oil and gas, from the fellowship to the food. My name is Jason Spies, and we continue our very special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken Radio.
What's your name and company?
I'm Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
And what is it you guys are cooking today? I obviously know the answer, but...
Yeah, we came down to the barbecue today. We figured we'd go down and get a pig from Larry's down at Mott and spin a pig out here and have some fun.
So this whole hog, it came from Mott, North Dakota?
Yep, came from Larry's shop down there in Mott, North Dakota. We struggled to try to find something last minute. They pulled through, so we brought it down here and cooked it up.
Have you ever done a whole hog before?
Oh, yeah, we've done multiple. We do it every year up at Lake Skakawea for Van Hook Arm. So
walk us through the process here, because this, you know, this has got the ribs, this has got the brisket, this has got the pulled pork, this has got pretty much, this has got the pig's ear.
Right, we got everything on this thing. Basically what we do is we take it the night before and we'll do a marinade with it, do all the injections, put it on ice, and then right away in the morning we'll start it up and start it spinning, lock it down, and probably spins for 6 to 8 hours depending on the weight and the heat. We try to like start slow, let smoke take into it, and basically when you're done, you take out all the parts, put it in different types of barbecue sauces. Some people like it regular, some people like it just with a sweet barbecue sauce. We also do a South Carolina sauce too for all types of people. So
South Carolina, would that be a little more vinegary?
Yeah, a little vinegary. Got your peppers, got your sweets in there too. So
what is it, all pulled pork, or do you get a brisket out of there? Do you get the pig's heart out of there? Do you get the snout?
No, we it's all gutted out before we do all that stuff. But we do keep the loins for special cuts for people who we like out here. Other than that, yeah, a lot of it just goes to pulled pork, and I know. We also throw some of the pork into the beans that we make and get some of that nice little pork freshness out of the beans.
So without giving away any trade secrets, a time and temperature on this thing, I know you mentioned that, but like a temperature and then some of the other, you know, whether there's an injection or a rub or just some of the recipes, I guess.
Well, what we do is we inject it with a garlic butter type sauce. Oh. And then we'll also do some vinegary apple juice that we inject it with. We started off slow, about 180, 200 degrees, so the pig will take in the smoke, and we ramp it up, eventually hitting about 300 degrees toward the end. As soon as that meat hits close to 180, 190, and 200 areas, when we take it out, and we start pulling it apart.
And any tips or any tricks that you might have for a young or old aspiring pit masters?
Well, I tell you what, a pig is good on its own. You know, you really don't have to do much to look good to make a pig good, but I don't know. You could. It's always good to, you know, a lot of times we take the heads off and we'll skin it. This one came with a head on. We decide, you know, the pig fit, so let's keep the head on and add that little pig factor to it. So
what's more important in your opinion, time or temperature?
Both. Definitely time. Time is of the essence when you're doing it. And if you don't get it pulled off, you know, soon enough, it's going to be, you know, not done. And if you get it pulled off enough, sometimes you get too dry. So like you can see here, we're taking some of the pieces off that aren't done, putting them back in the smoker, and let them soak some of that smoke up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way.
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's gone. Let's put our lives on hold and run.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. So what's your name and who are you cooking for?
I'm Josh Franken, and I'm cooking for St. Alexis Hospital.
What are you cooking today?
I'm cooking pork. I've got one tri-tip in there, but I've been doing pork for about 14 hours right now.
So describe that 14-hour process. Is there a marinade, an injection, a rub?
Well, I bought locally here at the Worst Shop, and you know, the great, great people to work with there, and brought the stuff home, rubbed it all down, let it sit for about a half an hour, put it into my smoker last night at 200 degrees, let it smoke for 2 hours, pull it off of the smoker, put them into roasting pans, let them roast for 10 hours, pull them back off, shred them up, put them back into the smoker, and let them smoke now for about another 3.5-4 hours.
So you almost got a full day into each one of these pieces of pork that people are eating, huh?
It's a labor of love, absolutely.
You can taste the love, that's right. It looks like you guys got some tortillas.
Yes, we do. We're kind of doing a mixture here. We've got a salsa marinade that we're putting on top of it. We've got a corn and a flour shell over here on the side that we're putting into them. We've got some different flavors, barbecue sauces that we're using. So kind of doing the tango two-step for people's mouths now right now.
Where are you from?
I'm right here in Dickinson, South Park.
Oh, you're South Hart. Okay. I love going to the Farmer's Daughter's Cafe.
There you go. There you go.
How about the your background? How did you get to be the cooker? Do you got a background in this, or are you just the guy who barbecues in the backyard the most?
Actually, I used to run a catering business back in Oregon before we moved up here about four years ago. My wife here works for the hospital, and I've cooked for a bunch of different folks around for the hospital, different functions, you know, marathon, for tailgating parties. And, you know, when they wanted to do pork, you know, it's my way of helping out with the community, helping out with the hospital. They do a phenomenal job to me, and I want to just kind of help them back. So they asked me if I wouldn't mind doing it, and absolutely not a problem.
Tips for somebody, without giving away your trade secrets, tips for somebody who's an aspiring pit master of any age.
Some of how I learned was actually a bunch of people would come over to my house. I used to be a police officer, and a bunch of people would come over to the house and loved my food. And eventually I just kind of picked it up, moved slowly through it, bought things. Now, for somebody who's getting into it, my advice is be patient, slow and low. It definitely is the secret to all kinds of meats. Be patient, no peeking. If you're poking in on the meat, you're not smoking on the meat. So really, really be patient that way. And be creative, you know. Travel outside of your norm. Explore with different things, but stick with things that do work for you. Cook for what you want. You know how your taste buds are, and people will come.
Do you get into the different hickory chips or apple, pecan, or anything like that?
Yeah, today I'm actually did a mixture between pecan and hickory. So just kind of hitting it with two different types of woods. keeping it low. I try not to breach anything above 200 degrees. You know, as we're doing our pork, it'll dry it out. Make sure that you really keep things moist in there. I got a water pan in there to kind of keep the steam going inside of the meat to keep it tender. I would encourage people to maybe spray the meat periodically. You can use a butter rub or a cider or apple juice is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
For marinades, you know, explore around. Anything poultry, use a sweeter kind of wood, cherry wood, apple wood, that kind of thing, pecan. Anything for harder meats like beef, tri-tips, briskets, use a hickory or a mesquite.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching?
June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today. June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Content Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As we continue our special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken, a variety of smokers, grillers, and legends explain how ingrained barbecue is with the oil and gas community. From the well site to company cookouts to big community fundraisers for local charities, barbecue is part of oil and gas, from the fellowship to the food. My name is Jason Spies, and we continue our very special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken Radio.
All right, what's your name and what company are you cooking for today?
Dennis Jarrett. I cook with Steffes Corporation.
Now, are you employed with Steffes, or are you a ringer like all these other guys I'm finding out?
No, I work for Steffes.
Okay, I just did a story on Steffes about their water heaters, which PMJ has in their lobby, and so you guys are kind of revolutionizing some of the smart heaters and that sort of thing. So kudos to you guys there by being innovative in this energy world. So let's talk a little bit about smoking and cooking barbecue. So what are we cooking today?
Well, today we cooked pork butt and then pulled it. It's a pulled pork. And then we did baby back ribs.
Well, you did both. So let's start with the pork butt. Give me time and marinades and rubs and just kind of, you know, the process, what went into it.
I start with an injection. Then it sits overnight. And then right before it goes on the fire, we'll put our dry rub on. And I cook it today, since we're limited on time, and I didn't feel like cooking overnight on there, we cooked it about 300 for 4 to 4.5 hours, really up to an internal temperature of about 135, 140 degrees. Then we'll pull it and wrap it for 3 to 4 hours at 300 just to finish it, and then it goes into a cooler to rest for a couple hours.
If you didn't have a time restraint, how long would the process normally take, do you think?
Typically, a pork butt that's about 7-8 pounds, you're looking at 14 hours on a regular, slow, low cook at 200 to 225.
How about the ribs? Talk to me about the process with the ribs.
Well, with the ribs, I always start with a mustard rub and let that sit. Let it sit in mustard overnight. You know, just a nice layer of mustard on top of it. Then the next, when we're ready to cook them, we'll, of course, put some dry rub on it. And it'll go in at about 250 for roughly 2 hours. Most of the time I do it by feel. I'll pick up the rack and how does it feel, if it's ready or not. Then we'll pull it and wrap it. And the whole time that's cooking in the smoke, we're also spritzing it about every 20 minutes, half hour with apple juice. Keep the moisture in. And after it's been on a couple hours, we'll pull it out, wrap it, put it back on the heat for a couple more hours, and then pull it and put it in the cooler to rest for at least an hour.
How about when it comes to either having a pan of water in there to kind of help with the steam and keep it moist? And also, do you use any kind of hickory or charcoal or pecan or anything?
Well, today I'm using a combination of apple and pecan. And on the pork butts, we did a little bit of hickory. Just pretty much one smoke round till it started burning out of hickory. I like the flavors of apple and pecan. Apple adds a little bit of sweetness in the smoke, and pecan's kind of a really mild, mellow smoke. And I think it just adds good. All the ribs we did today were strictly on pecan.
Okay.
And this round, I actually didn't do any water pan because we added supplemental moisture by spritzing with apple juice on there. Typically, on a long, long smoke, I will have an extra water pan just to keep the moisture in there, because a lot of times if you're running a propane smoker or something like that, you're not checking it all that often. So you need something that's going to keep that moisture going in there.
All right, how about for tips for any young or old aspiring pit masters? What would be your advice for them?
You know, go read stuff on the internet. The internet's full of all sorts of tips and tricks, really. Or come to something like this and just talk to people. I'm always willing to share information on how to do it. I won't give you my rub recipe. I won't give you my barbecue sauce recipe, but I'll tell you how to cook it. You know, because there is a level of art to cooking something in a field. And that's, you got to get out and do it. I think anybody can smoke. There's all sorts of smokers out there. You've got a variety. We've got a variety here. We've got propane smokers, and then we've got stick burners, charcoal and wood, which is my preference, except it takes more attention. I also have an electric smoker at home that I use at least once a week. That's for the quick, throw it in there, go away for a while. You know, and anybody can do it. There's a smoker out there for anybody. Just don't be afraid to try if you like barbecue.
What's your favorite thing to barbecue?
Pork loin.
Pork loin.
I'll say it, an amazing pork loin. Just, I have found that's the meat that I cook the best, and I don't do it here. I also like brisket, though, too. I really love to do brisket, but that's an 18-hour cook. I refuse to try to go fast with a brisket.
You mentioned you make your own barbecue sauce. What style would that be? Is it a vinegar base? Is it a sweet? Is it spicy?
My preference, personal preference, is a vinegar-based barbecue sauce. So that's my recipe. It is vinegar-based. I made one today that was kind of an experiment that's actually really sweet. It's got apricots in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's real sweet and not really zesty in there, but the only thing I can think of that people could relate it to would be like sweet and sour sauce, but more on the sweet than on the sour.
Okay. That's it, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Yeah, next go, I think it's Paul.
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
You know.
Yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth. Yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive. And I will see you so when John Lennon died. Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching you? You need a raise.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Content Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As we continue our special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken, a variety of smokers, grillers, and legends explain how ingrained barbecue is with the oil and gas community. From the well site to company cookouts to big community fundraisers for local charities, barbecue is part of oil and gas, from the fellowship to the food. My name is Jason Spies, and we continue our very special barbecue edition of Building the Bakken Radio. All right, so what's your name and who you cooking for today?
Well, I'm Bram Laster. I live in Cody, Wyoming, and I'm cooking for MBI out here tonight.
You're the gentleman they brought up from Cody, Wyoming. I interviewed Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt a week ago, and they said they were bringing up somebody from Wyoming. So you're the ringer. And what was it that you're cooking today?
Well, we're doing hickory smoked briskets. I'm originally out of Texas, so that's kind of where I learned and picked up the art of briskets.
Why hickory?
Well, mesquite tastes like mesquite.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
How about any without giving away any trade secrets, how did you prepare it? Was there a marinade? Was there a rub? Was there a slow temperature?
Yeah, I use a dry rub that's actually out of Texas. Its main ingredient's brown sugar. But I smoke everything at 230 degrees, and these briskets, they run 12, 14 hours for this batch.
How long does the whole process take?
Yeah, like, say, 12, 14 hours.
And then what temperature do you keep it at? You said 230?
Yeah.
And then for the 12:30, anything else you're cooking today besides a brisket?
No. Actually, they fixed up some stuffed bell peppers, and I put them in there to heat them up, make the bell peppers a little crispy for them.
I just had some. They were delicious with the rice in it. And how about any tips that you might have for aspiring barbecue pit masters of any age?
Okay.
Well, secret to a good cook is keep the cook well basted.
Keep well basted?
Yeah. Just kidding, of course. But on briskets, you can test when they're done by pushing your finger down on the fat on the top layer on top, and it'll be spongy until they're done, and then your finger will just kind of push right through that fat layer. Chickens, when the leg bones get real loose on them, they're done. Ribs, when you get a little bone showing on the ends, they're done.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I like briskets or maybe back ribs, my favorites for sure, because I like to eat them too.
Thank you, sir. Oh, geez, there we go.
Not a problem.
Leonard, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you cooking for, and what are you cooking today?
I'm cooking for LTR, and we're cooking baby back ribs, sir.
And with that accent, it sounds like you might be from the Mott Regent area?
Yes, a little bit further south. But I've been up here be 39 years in February.
Where are you from?
From Monahans, Texas.
Okay. So are you cooking Texas barbecue, or is this a hybrid of North Dakota-Texas barbecue?
It's kind of a hybrid because it's not too spicy.
So
try to meet everybody's taste.
So how do you cook the ribs? Without getting into secrets or anything like that, give us an overview of maybe the time, the temperature, maybe some of the spices, whether it's a hickory or a mesquite. Or
I use a mesquite and a pecan.
Oh.
And a mesquite puts a good bark on it, and the pecan makes it a little sweet. And we've got a rub that we make that we put on it. We rub it, and then we cook it for about 5 hours. And it'll get tender enough where you can pull the bone out of it. It's a tender meat, and then we use a kind of a hickory and regular barbecue sauce.
Is there a timeline in the marinating, or is it just rub it on and put it on?
We rub it at night, and then we'll put it on the next day, sir.
What is the secret to your barbecue? Is it time, temperature, the cooker?
It's the cookers and the time and the temperature.
Oh, it is that?
Yes, sir.
Are you more of a high temperature or low temperature?
Low temperature.
Okay.
And we've got a gentleman that come up here from Texas when I did, or before I did, and he cooked ribs. His name was Red Roberts. And my kids and called him Uncle Red and Aunt Nita. And he's the one that kind of showed me how to cook the baby backs and stuff.
Do you feel any pressure? Light Tower Rentals has won 2 of the 4 Bakken Barbecue Bravado trophies. So any pressure on you this year?
No, sir, because I'm retired. And I like to cook just for the fun of it. So if they win, I'll be proud for them. And if we don't win, well, we did our best.
All right, final question for you. Any barbecue secrets that you might give young or old aspiring barbecue pitmasters?
Yeah, I've got my son that I've taught him how to do it. And a couple of these men here today watched and learned how to do it. And really not no secret. It's just to stay on top of it, sir.
Pay attention to your meat, huh?
Yes, sir. Pay attention to your meat.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to talk to you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
It's the same reason the sky is blue when you believe in two, and there's only you cuddling. Got your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. I'll show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown. And that's all you need to know.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly like you have plans to save the world.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through in having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.